وهو على كل شيء قدير. اللهم اجعل في قلبي نورا وفي بصري نورا. اللهم اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واعوذ بك من وساوس الصدر وشتات الامر وفتنه القبر. اللهم اني اعوذ بك مما يلج في الليل والشر ما تهب به الرياح. لبيك اللهم لبيك. انما خير خير الاخره. لبيك اللهم لبيك. انما الخير خير الاخره. لبيك اللهم لبيك. انما الخير خير الاخره. Shall we know that the completion of the noble Quran in the plains of Arafat will invite the extra mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many of our brothers and sisters, the Hujjaj-e Kiram, were living that great moment for the completion of the noble Quran. So inshallah we will complete it together. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad. الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد. الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد. الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. اللهم نور قلوبنا بالقرآن وزين أخلاقنا بالقرآن ونجنا من النار بالقرآن وأدخلنا في الجنة بالقرآن. اللهم اجعل القرآن لنا في الدنيا قرينا وفي القبر مونسا وعلى الصراط نورا وفي الجنة رفيقا ومن النار سترا وحجابا وإلى الخيرات كلها دليلا. اللهم ارزقنا بكل حرف من القرآن حلاوة وبكل جزء من القرآن جزاء. اللهم ارزقنا بالألف بركة بالألف ألفة وبالألف إيمانا وبالباء عرفة وبالتاء توبة وبالتاء توابا وبالجيم جنة وبالحاء حكمة وبالخاء خيرا وبالدال دليلا وبالذاء ذكاء وبالراء رحمة ورزقا وبالذاء ذكاء وبالسين سعادة وبالشين شفاء وبالصاد صدقا وبالضاد ضياء وبالطاء طراوة وبالظاء ظفرا وبالعين علما وبالغين غنى وبالفاء فلاها وبالقاف قربة وبالكاف كرامة وباللام لطفة وبالميم موعظة وبالنون نورا. وبالنون نورا وبالواو وصلة وبالهاء هداية وبالياء يقينا. اللهم آنس وحشتنا في قبورنا، اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم، واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة. اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا، وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار، واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأهوال والآفات، وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات، وتطهرنا بها جميع السيئات، وترفعنا بها عندك أعلى الدرجات، وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات، إنك على كل شيء قدير. The Hujjaj are requested to say Ameen with all feeling and with all dedication. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us these opportune moments to be in the plains of Arafat. Ya Allah, we thank you from the innermost recesses of our hearts that we are standing here in the plains of Arafat. Ya Allah, lifelong dream. Ya Allah, bahut dur se aaye aur bahut der se aaye. Ya Allah, we have come from distant places, Ya Allah. And we have come in this very, very late, Ya Allah. We beseech of you, Ya Allah, to accept our supplication. Ya Allah, we are absolutely weak, Ya Allah. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا، اللهم اجرنا على النار، اللهم اجرنا على النار، اللهم اجرنا على النار. اللهم انا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. اللهم انك عفو رحيم كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي. ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما. ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان، زينه في قلوبنا، وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان، واجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان، واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان، مع المتقين مع الأبرار. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة، ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار. اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة بغير حساب. اللهم إنك عفو رحيم كريم تحب العفا فاعف عنا يا كريم. يا الله, it is only your virtue and your grace that we are standing here in the plains of Arafat having this wonderful opportunity of supplicating unto you. Ya Allah, we stand here so confidently because your beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 1437 years back, he had made a dua and he said, Allahumma fil lil hajj. Oh Allah, forgive the haji. Ya Allah, there can be no doubt in the acceptance of the dua of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, wali man istaghfara lahu al-haj. And for the one for whom the haj also make istighfar, the haji. And Ya Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for all the ummah in Ghazir, Ya Allah. What shafaqat, what love, Ya Allah. There is no doubt in the acceptance of the dua of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Ya Allah, we are your sinful slaves. Ya Allah, we are like your runaway slaves who have returned, Ya Allah, to your door, knocking at your door. Ya Allah, begging from you, Ya Allah. Knowing that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made dua for us. Knowing that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Hajj al-Mabroor, laysa lahu jaza'un illa al-Jannah. That an accepted Hajj, there is no other reward for it but Jannah. And also the words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the Hadi raja'aka yawmin waladatu ummu, he will return like the day his mother had given birth to him, absolutely pure and clean. So now, Ya Allah, we are begging you, O Allah, to forgive our sins. Ya Allah, forgive the sins that we have committed in the brightness of the day, the sins that we have committed in the darkness of the night. Ya Allah, forgive the sins that we have committed intentionally. Ya Allah, forgive the sins that we had committed unintentionally. Ya Allah, forgive the minor sins that we had committed. Ya Allah, forgive the major sins that we had committed. Ya Allah, forgive the sins that we had committed publicly. Ya Allah, forgive the sins that we had committed in secrecy. Ya Allah, forgive the sins that we had committed, Ya Allah, to boldly in open transgression of your command. Ya Allah, we are Ibadur Rahman. We are the servants of Rahman. Ya Allah, but there was a life that was gone by when we were servants of our passions and servants of our desires. Ya Allah, help us to put a stop to that now. Ya Allah, we truly want to be your Ibad, Ya Allah. Ibadur Rahman, we want to be your servant, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, purify and cleanse us, Ya Allah. Allahumma maghfiratuka awsa'u min dhunubina. ورحمتك أرجى عندنا من أعمالنا. Ya Allah, your forgiveness is far greater than our sins. And Ya Allah, we have more hope in your mercy than our meager actions. Oh Allah, how long are we going to be wandering aimlessly without any direction? Oh Allah, hold up by the hair of our forehead and bring us towards khair and goodness. And Ya Allah, save us from every conceivable type of evil. Oh Allah, لا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. Do not feed us over to our nafs for even a little while. For if that happens, Ya Allah, then we are doomed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, assist us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, stumbling we are, pick us up, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, walking to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us, Ya Allah. اللهم مغفرتك أوسع من ذنوبنا ورحمتك أرجى عندنا من أعمالنا. يا الله, your forgiveness is far greater than our sins and we have more hope in your mercy than our meager and our weak actions. يا الله, يا الله, يا رب العالمين, يا أرحم الراحمين, يا أكرم الأكرمين, يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. Besides your door, there is no other door. Ya Allah, grant us all those amal and bring about your pleasure and take us towards Jannah. And Ya Allah, save us from all those actions that bring about your displeasure and take us towards Jahannam. Ya Allah, let us tread the path towards your pleasure and towards Jannah always, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring the Mubarak Sunnah of your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our homes. Ya Allah, all the tariqas of the Nasara and the Yahud and the infidels, Ya Allah, let us leave our homes. Oh Allah, have mercy on our Allah and our children. Ya Allah, our children have so many deviations, Ya Allah, so many distractions, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you to help them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, assist our children, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, many of them are glued to the internet. Many of them are glued to social media. Many of them are glued, Ya Allah, to the Xboxes and the games, Ya Allah. And many of them don't even find the time to make your ibadah. Ya Allah, take us all out, Ya Allah, from these weaknesses, Ya Allah. وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. You are mentioned in the Noble Quran, when you pass by something that is futile, then let us pass from that futile thing with honor and dignity. Oh Allah, bring about the tilawat of the Quran and Majid in our homes. Ya Allah, let ta'aleem become alive in our homes. Ya Allah, if we are weak, how do we expect our children to be strong? Make us strong in our deen, Ya Allah, so we can be the perfect example for our children, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let the family bond and unity that existed in the time of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam and Nabi Ismail alayhi salam and Hazrat Hajar radiallahu ta'ala anha. Ya Allah, let that family unity and that bond and that affection and devotion and that dedication and a sacrifice for you, Ya Allah, come alive in our homes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have witnessed those places. Ya Allah, we have come here, Ya Allah. We have come here to this Mubarak place, Ya Allah, to make, Ya Allah, to imitate these great and noble personalities. Ya Allah, to follow in their footsteps, Ya Allah, to take the message home, far and wide, so that we can also, Ya Allah, follow them in their footsteps. Oh Allah, bring piety into our lives. Oh Allah, bring zikr into our lives. Oh Allah, bring your love into our lives. Oh Allah, make us among those regarding whom you say in the Noble Quran, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. Those who bring iman, they are intense in their love for Allah. Oh Allah, grant us the intensity of your love. And oh Allah, grant us the intensity of the love of your beloved Nabi al-Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, make us among the mutatahirin, those who are pure and clean in their heart, in their soul, in their mannerisms, in their ways, and in their character, and in all their ways. Oh Allah, make us among the muttaqeen and the pious. Ya Allah, make us among the munibin, Ya Allah, your lovers and the ones who are inclined towards you. Ya Allah, when Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam was thrown into the depths of the darkness of the world, it was only you who saved him. Ya Allah, we are entrapped in the darkness of this world. Ya Allah, you save us. Ya Allah, when our father, Nabi Adam alayhi salam, was taken out from Jannah, then you taught him the kalimat by which he supplicated unto you in the plains of Arafat. And he read, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Oh our Lord, oh our Rabb, we have wronged ourselves, and if you do not forgive us, and if you do not have mercy on us, then we will be among the losers, among the disgraced ones. Ya Allah, you accepted his dua here in the plains of Arafat. Ya Allah, we're making this dua on behalf of all the Hujjaji Kiram, and we're making this dua on behalf of all the Muslimin in the world, Ya Allah. Undoubtedly, we have wronged ourselves. We have oppressed ourselves. Ya Allah, we have forgotten you, Ya Allah. We do not show our true dedication unto you. We ask you for your mercy, Ya Allah. And we ask you for your forgiveness, Ya Allah. For there is nobody we can turn to but only you, oh our beloved Allah. Oh our beloved Allah. Ya Allah. When Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam was involved in the time of the deluge in the flood, you directed him to build an ark. And Ya Allah, you made him, you saved him from the deluge and the flood. So, oh Allah, we are also drowning in the floods of immorality, in the floods of vice and sin, and the floods are coming from all sides. Our children are attacked with these floods from young ages, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from the deluge of the floods of pornography, from the floods of immorality, from the floods of shamelessness, Ya Allah, that are coming from all directions, Ya Allah. Save us like how you saved us at Nuh alayhi salam. Oh Allah, you saved us at Yunus alayhi salam when he was in the stomach of the fish. Ya Allah, he was entrapped in darkness upon darkness of the ocean. But Ya Allah, when he recited, La ilaha illa anta, subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Then you saved him, Ya Allah, from the darkness. Oh Allah, we are entrapped in the darkness of this world. Ya Allah, accept us, Ya Allah. Take us out from the darkness of the world. And Ya Allah, take us towards your nur, Ya Allah. Min al-zulumati ila nur. Min al-zulumati ila nur, Ya Allah. Take us out from darkness into light. Ya Allah, you say that Musa alayhi salam, from the tyranny and the oppression of your own, Ya Allah, save the Muslims today also from the tyranny and oppression of the various Fir'aun in all parts of the world. Ya Allah, the Muslim Ummah is suffering, Ya Allah. Across the length and the breadth of this earth, the coalition of Kuffar who hounded our Rasulullah, the Yahud, the Nasara, the Mushrikeen, and the Munafiqeen, from the time of Makkah al-Mukarramah right into Madinah al-Munawwarah, Ya Allah, the very same enemies are hounding, Ya Allah, and killing the Ummah of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, by virtue of your grace and your mercy, Ya Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we also call out those very same verses that came into the Noble Quran. Mata Nasrullah, Mata Nasrullah, Mata Nasrullah, Allah, Inna Nasrullah Qareeb. Verily, the help of Allah is very, very near. Ya Allah, we are dedicated unto you. Ya Allah, we can only turn unto you, Ya Allah. We can only beg from you, Ya Allah, to save the Muslims, Ya Allah, from the humiliation that they are facing now, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it is all because of our deeds and our actions. You have promised in the Noble Quran, Man amina salihan minkum min zakarin aw unta, wa huwa mu'minun, falanuhyiyannahu hayatan tayyibah. Man and woman, male and female, if you bring iman and have righteous deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises hayati tayyiba, that we are going wrong because we do not have the iman kamil and we do not have amal saliha. That is why we do not have hayat and tayyiba. Ya Allah, we beg of you the loftiest stages of iman, Ya Allah. And we beg of you, Ya Allah, the loftiest stages of amal, Ya Allah, so that we can get this hayat and tayyiba, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah, to fulfill all our needs, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there was a woman from Qabila itself who was once walking and her scarf had fallen off her head. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taken her scarf and put it back on her head. Ya Allah, today the Ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is basically walking bareheaded in front of the nations of the world, Ya Allah. Absolutely humiliated, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, from Rangoon in Burma, Ya Allah, where the Muslims are massacred. In Kashmir, Ya Allah. And then you find in Iraq, Ya Allah. You find in Shia, Iran, as well, how the Muslims are persecuted, Ya Allah. And then you find in Syria what has happened at the hands of the Shias. And then the coalition, Ya Allah, the Americans on the one side, and the deadly Russians on the other side. These Zalimeen, Ya Allah. Take them to task, Ya Allah, for the evil that they have perpetrated against the Muslim Ummah. The Ummati of your beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, Palestine is no exception, Ya Allah. The Muslims are isolated, and the own Muslims, Ya Allah, are closing the door, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove these hypocrites who are in power, Ya Allah. And Ya Allah, put honesty, people of integrity, Ya Allah, into power, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help the Muslims, Ya Allah. Help the Muslims of Palestine. Ya Allah, let Masjid al-Aqsa be free from the Zionist oppressors, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Help the Muslims, Ya Allah. Let the Haramain Sharifain be safe from all fitnas, Ya Allah. And Ya Allah, free Masjid al-Aqsa from the Zionist oppressors, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our parents who have passed on from this world, Ya Allah, make their maghfirat. Grant them high, high stages, Ya Allah. Those amongst our parents who are living, give us a tawfiq of making their khidmat. Ya Allah, make them maghfirat as well. Shower your choices, blessings on them as well, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the drop of milk that our mother has given us, we can never ever give it back. Ya Allah, today the children who may be listening in here, wherever they may be, and Ya Allah, they are so disobedient to their mother, who cared for them so much, who stood up in the night so long for them. Ya Allah, give our children the understanding to respect their mothers and their fathers, Ya Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala interceded on behalf of our parents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُوفْ. Don't even say oof unto them. Today our children are saying more than oof to their parents. Oh Allah, grant our beautiful children hidayat, Ya Allah. Make them naked and solid, Ya Allah. Save them from all calamities, Ya Allah. Save them from the scourge of drugs, Ya Allah. Save them, Ya Allah, those who are smoking, Ya Allah. Save them out from the evil of smoking and israf and waste, Ya Allah. those who are involved in drugs, Ya Allah, take them out from the evil of drugs. Ya Allah, those who are going to rehab, Ya Allah, assist them, Ya Allah. And save our children and the future generations from the evil and the scourge of drugs, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those of our children who are studying, and make it easy for them, Ya Allah. By virtue of your grace and your mercy, those amongst our boys and girls who are not yet married, grant them good spouses. Ya Allah, make it easy for the parents to fulfill their responsibilities. Ya Allah, those among our children who are married, those who have entered into wedlock, Ya Allah, keep them happy in their homes. Ya Allah, let there be contentment in their homes. Let there be love in their homes. Let there be ishq in their homes. Let there be caring for one another in their homes. Let there be sharing with one another in their homes. Let there be love and affection, Ya Allah, and respect and honor and dignity in their homes. So many people have phoned in to say that they are having problems in their marital life. This is just because they do not have no contentment, Ya Allah. So Ya Allah, grant us the gift of contentment and the gift of love and affection in our homes. You are Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud, the one who creates love, Ya Allah, the giver of love, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are the one full of love, Ya Allah. Bring love in our homes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, when the husband looks at the wife, let their smile come forth from her. When the wife looks at the husband, let the smile come forth from the husband. Ya Allah, let there be affection in the homes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let the Mubarak Sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam become vibrant in our homes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, by virtue of your grace and your mercy, Ya Allah, let the Taaleem come alive in our homes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let all evil that permeates our homes leave our homes, Ya Allah. Whether they be in the form of DSTV, whether they be in the form of the Xboxes, whether they be in the forms of idols that come onto these evil games, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whether they be in the form of magazines, Ya Allah, whether they be in the form of social media, Ya Allah, let it not enter our homes. Let our homes be a sanctuary of peace, Ya Allah, a sanctuary of fulfilling your commands, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you for your help, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are destitute. We are in need. Ya Allah, we have come to your door, Ya Allah, for we know that there is nobody to assist us but only you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from, Ya Allah, grant us all parts of noble character. Oh Allah, by virtue of your grace and your mercy, Ya Allah, grant us patience and sabr. Ya Allah, grant us tawakkul and trust in you. Grant us sit and truth, oh Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us qanaat and contentment, Ya Allah. Grant us sabr and patience, Ya Allah. Grant us ikhlas and sincerity, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from the evils of anger. Save us from the evils of pride. Save us from the evils of jealousy, of hatred, malice, of greed, of discontentment, of impatience, of unthankfulness. Ya Allah, save us from the evils of anger especially, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we beg of you, akhlaqi hasana, akhlaqi kareema, Ya Allah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says his words, wa innaka la ala khulukin azeem. Let all those prophetic qualities come into our lives. Ya Allah, grant us barakat in our homes, barakat in our families, barakat in our aulad, in our children, barakat in our health, barakat in our wealth, barakat in our businesses, barakat in our profession, barakat in our places of employment, barakat in everything that we do, Ya Allah, barakat in our knowledge, barakat in our a'mal, Ya Allah, make us the recipients of the barakah and blessings, Ya Allah, which is so freely available from you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we beg of you, Ya Allah, to give shifa to those who are sick, Ya Allah. They are those children who went for operations, Ya Allah. By virtue of your grace and your mercy, Ya Allah, grant them shifa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save them from all the evils of sicknesses, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, amongst us, those who are sick, Ya Allah, grant them shifa. Ya Allah, you are Shafi al-Amrad. We call out upon you, Ya Shafi al-Amrad. 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 Ya Allah, give shifa from our spiritual sicknesses, Ya Allah, and from our physical sicknesses as well. Ya Allah, so many people found in that they have marital problems and it ended up in divorce where the children become casualties. Oh Allah, make it easy for these children, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let there be a longing to their father. and their mothers, in spite of them being separated, Ya Allah, let them not be, let it not be that their fathers leave them like orphans and do not care of them financially as well. There are so many cases where the fathers have left the mothers for 4, 4, 5, 5, 6 children and do not even give a cent towards the maintenance, and they can afford to take other wives and look after them. Ya Allah, such an injustice on their behalf. Grant them hidayah, Ya Allah, to look after the true real children, Ya Allah. Grant honor and dignity to those children. Ya Allah, there are so many orphans and widows in this world. Ya Allah, in the Muslim land, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from extravagances in our weddings, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our lives on this earth are very, very short. By virtue of your grace and your mercy, let us take our money and make sadaqah and khairat. And Ya Allah, let it go to orphans, Ya Allah. Before the widows come to us, let us give to widows, Ya Allah. Let us earn money and give us barakah in our risk for the upliftment of your deen, to have the mujahideen, Ya Allah. To have the madaris, Ya Allah. To have the masajid, Ya Allah. To have the causes of deen, wherever they may be, our beloved Allah. Ya Allah, wherever the efforts of da'wah and tabligh are taking place, Ya Allah, help the brothers in the efforts of da'wah and tabligh. And Ya Allah, let your message reach the four corners of the globe. Ya Allah, let us all be instrumental, Ya Allah, in our localities and abroad, Ya Allah, in disseminating your glorious message. Ya Allah, you have mentioned in the noble Quran, كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. You are a nation taken out for the guidance of people. You enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong. Ya Allah, as Muslims, what our duty is, give us the tawfiq of fulfilling those duties, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us start off from our homes, from our relatives and our families. The Quran Majid says, قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. Save yourselves and your families from the fires. Ya Allah, let us save ourselves first, Ya Allah, from every conceivable type of evil. And then, Ya Allah, our families from every conceivable type of evil, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, wherever the efforts of Iqamat al-Din are taking place, by virtue of your grace and your mercy, have the efforts of Iqamat al-Din, Ya Allah. The madrasas, the maktabs, the darul ulooms, and the Muslim schools, let it be easy for them, Ya Allah, to run their institutions. Keep them safe from the prying eyes of those who have enmity. And Ya Allah, by virtue of your grace and your mercy, let those institutions flourish. Ya Allah, those institutions where the mashayikh in their khankas are taking your glorious name, Allah, Allah, assist those mashayikh, Ya Allah, in those khankas as well. Ya Allah, we are living this life. We become heedless. One day we are going to be parting on from this temporary world. Give us a life of steadfastness on Iman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us death on Iman. And Ya Allah, wake us up in the Akhirah of Iman. Allahumma thabbitna ala al-Iman. Wa amitna ala al-Iman. Wa ahshurna yawm al-qiyamati ma'a al-Iman. Ma'a al-muttaqina ma'a al-abrar. Allahumma khfir li'ayyina wa mayyitina wa shahidina wa ghaibina wa saghirina wa kabirina wa zakarina wa untana. Allahumma man ahyaytahu minna fahihi ala al-islam wa man tawaffaytahu minna fatawaffahu ala al-iman. Allahumma khfir lahum warhamhum wa sakinhum fil jannah. Allahumma khfir lahum warhamhum wa adkhilhum fil jannah. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وروهم في الجنة. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وعافهم واعف عنهم واكرم نزلهم ووسع مدخلهم واغسلهم بالماء والثلج والبرد ونقهم من الخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس. وأبدلهم دارا خيرا من دارهم وأهلا خيرا من أهلهم وقهم فتنة القبر وعذاب القبر. اللهم اجعل قبورهم روضة من رياض الجنة. يا الله, make the graves the gardens of paradise. Ya Allah, when we go into our cupboard, Ya Allah, make it easy for us to answer the questions in the grave, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the questions that will be asked to us, Marrabbuk, our Rabb is none other than you, O Allah. Ma deenuk, what is your deen? Our deen is nothing else but inna deena inna Allah in Islam. And Ya Allah, who is sent amongst you? When the veils will be lifted and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is there, we will say that it is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whose hands we cannot forget, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we can tell our children, I shed my perspiration for you. Beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shed his blood.
and his prosperation for his ummah. Ya Allah, grant our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the highest stages in maqam al-mahmood. وَبْعَثُ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا الَّذِي وَعَدْتَهُ إِنَّكَ لَا تُخْلِفُ الْمِيعَادَ. Ya Allah, reward him. Salutations to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. جَزَاكَ اللَّهُ يَتْفَارُ سُلَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ عَنْ أُمَّتِهِ أَحْسَنَ الْجَزَاءِ. Send salutations on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As much as you can send, ya Allah, send salutations and blessings on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Forever and forever. Send salutations and blessings on our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Equal to the weight of your arsh and your throne. Send salutations and blessings on our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Equal to the last, to the lasting of your kalimat. Ya Allah. Equal to the ink, ya Allah, of the oceans, ya Allah. And ya Allah, as long as your name will last when it is written, so much salawat on our beloved Nabi Kareem, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin kullama zakarahu al-zakirun wa salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kullama ghafla an zikrihi al-ghafilun. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim daiman abada ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihimi. لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لا شريك لك لا شريك لك. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. So ya Allah, we are making dua, grant us safety in our qadr, ya Allah. Save us from the punishment of the grave. Ya Allah, make the day we meet you the best day of our lives. Ya Allah, grant us our book of deeds in our right hand, ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us entry into your paradise without any reckoning. Ya Allah, make us all recipients, ya Allah, the subject of your beautiful speech. When you say, ya ayyatuha nafsul mutmainnah, ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي. Ya Allah, we want to be the recipients of your salam. Ya Allah, we have had salam for so much mankind, but we want to your salam. Salamun qawlam min Rabbir Rahim. Salamun qawlam min Rabbir Rahim. Salamun qawlam min Rabbir Rahim. Ya Allah, give us such amal. Ya Allah, give us such ways and habits that make us worthy of your salam, ya Allah. When you will hear that salam from you, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us your didar. That we see you in the year after. The greatest ni'mat, ya Allah, and the climax of Jannah. Ya Allah, without any veil, that we see you, ya Allah. Ya Allah, the Muslim Ummah is suffering, ya Allah, as the Muslim Ummah. Ya Allah, so many people have phoned in. So many people have requested for dua. Ya Allah, whatever their duas are in their heart, all these hadith who are present here, ya Allah, whatever duas are in their heart, ya Allah, fulfill their jais, murads and their desires, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we beg of you, ya Allah, we make the dua of Nabi Adam alayhi salam. Innaka ta'lamu sirri wa alaniyati. You know what is exposed of us, ya Allah. You know what is hidden and concealed, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you know our needs. تعلم حاجتي يا well you know our needs. يا الله فاعطي سؤالي to give us يا الله our needs يا الله. يا الله shower your rahmah and your choicest blessings on this majma, on the majma of Arafat, on the majma of the Muslims who are listening, on the majma of the Muslims of the entire world, يا الله. يا الله shower your choicest blessings on us, يا الله. Ya Allah, shower your blessings of rahmah, ya Allah, and your merciful rains, ya Allah, in our hometowns, ya Allah. Ya Allah, at the moment in South Africa, we are going through a drought.
Ya Allah, the dams are below the percentages, Ya Allah. And Ya Allah, you have mentioned in the Noble Quran, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. We have given life to everything from water. Ya Allah, if it is a deed, Ya Allah, that is bringing about your wrath and taking away the rain from us, Ya Allah, to make our Islam reform us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if it is zina in our communities, let it stop, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if it is short measuring in weight, Ya Allah, let it stop, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if it is disunity, then let it stop, Ya Allah. And Ya Allah, remove these evils, Ya Allah, from our communities. And then, Ya Allah, shower your choices blessings. Ya Allah, in our community we have children. Ya Allah, in the fields we have animals, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Do not let them be deprived because of our wrongdoing. So Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, your forgiveness is so great that, Ya Allah, when we are working on a file and we press delete, then the computer will say yes or no. And if we say yes, it still gets thrown into the recycle bin. And then only we can throw it out. But when we ask from you, Ya Allah, to forgive us, then there are no traces of our sins, Ya Allah. We beg of you, Ya Allah, to remove all the traces of sins from our book of deeds, from our name, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with beneficial rain. Allahumma azitna ghaytham mughitham mariyam muriyan nafi'an ghayra dar, ajilan ghayra ajil. Ya Allah, bless us with beneficial rain, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from calamities in our countries, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in our countries, let us take the message, Ya Allah, to the indigenous people of our countries. Ya Allah, let us not be extravagant. Let us build clinics and hospitals, Ya Allah, and schools, Ya Allah, in the indigenous areas. Let us win their love, Ya Allah. Let us take the message of deen to them, Ya Allah. Let there be no hungry person that sleeps in our localities, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring Islam, Ya Allah, to the masses in our country and the entire world, Ya Allah. Because you have mentioned, Inna deena inna wali Islam. Oh Allah, help our people, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not put oppressive rulers upon us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from the evils of civil wars, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let there be a good government over us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let there be honesty and integrity among them, Ya Allah. Bring them towards the Mubarak Deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, assist us in every way, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many things to ask for, Ya Allah. We're going to call you by your glorious names. And whatever those glorious names imply, then Ya Allah, shower it on us, Ya Allah. And if it implies your wrath, then keep it away from us, Ya Allah. Hu Allahu alladhi la ilaha illa hu ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahman, Ya Allah. Ar-Rahman, Ya Allah. Ar-Rahim, Ya Allah. Everybody just call out, Ya Allah. Al-Malik, Ya Allah. Al-Quddus, Ya Allah. As-Salam, Ya Allah. Al-Mu'min, Ya Allah. Al-Muhaymin, Ya Allah. Al-Aziz, Ya Allah. Al-Jabbar, Ya Allah. المتكبر يا الله الخالق يا الله البارئ يا الله المصور يا الله الغفار يا الله القهار يا الله الغفار يا الله الغفار يا الله الجبار يا الله الوهاب يا الله الرزاق يا الله الرزاق يا الله الرزاق يا الله الفتاح يا الله العليم يا الله القابض يا الله الباسط يا الله الخافض يا الله الرافع يا الله المعز يا الله المذل يا الله السميع يا الله البصير يا الله الحكم يا الله العدل يا الله اللطيف يا الله الخبير يا الله
الحليم يا الله، العظيم يا الله، الغفور يا الله، الغفور يا الله، الغفور يا الله، الشكور يا الله، العلي يا الله، الكبير يا الله، الحفيظ يا الله، المقيت يا الله، الحسيب يا الله، الجليل يا الله، الكريم يا الله، الرقيب يا الله، الرقيب يا الله، الرقيب يا الله، المجيب يا الله، المجيب يا الله، المجيب يا الله، الواسع يا الله، الحكيم يا الله، الودود يا الله، المجيد يا الله، الباعث يا الله، الشهيد يا الله، الحق يا الله، الحق يا الله، الحق يا الله، الوكيل يا الله، القوي يا الله، القوي يا الله، القوي يا الله، المتين يا الله، الولي يا الله، الحميد يا الله، المحصي يا الله، المبدئ يا الله، المعيد يا الله، المحيي يا الله، المميت يا الله، الحي يا الله، القيوم يا الله، الواجد يا الله، الماجد يا الله، الواحد الأحد يا الله، الواحد الأحد يا الله، الواحد الأحد يا الله، لا شريك لك يا الله، لا شريك لك يا الله، لا شريك لك يا الله، الصمد يا الله، القادر يا الله، المقتدر يا الله، المقدم يا الله، المؤخر يا الله، الأول يا الله، الآخر يا الله، الظاهر يا الله، الباطن يا الله، الوالي يا الله، المتعالي يا الله، البر يا الله، التواب يا الله، التواب يا الله، التواب يا الله، المنتقم يا الله، العفو يا الله، العفو يا الله، الرؤوف يا الله، مالك الملك ذو الجلال والإكرام يا الله، المقسط يا الله، الجامع يا الله، الغني يا الله، المغني يا الله، المغني يا الله، المغني يا الله، المعطي يا الله، المعطي يا الله، المعطي يا الله، المانع يا الله، الضار يا الله، النافع يا الله، النور يا الله، الهادي يا الله، الهادي يا الله، الهادي يا الله، البديع يا الله، البديع يا الله، الباقي يا الله، الوارث يا الله، الرشيد يا الله، الصبور يا الله. Now describe يا الله. Ya Allah!
Ya Allah! Ya Allah! Ya Allah! Ya Allah! Ya Allah! Ya Allah! Ya Allah! Ya Allah! Just like when a child is dirty, then the mother cleans the impurity from the child with her own hand, and then she cleans and washes the child. After that, she puts on a napkin onto the child, and then with so much love and affection, she hugs the child. Oh Allah, we are tagged in the impurities and the filth of sin, Ya Allah. In the impurities and the filth of disobedience, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are more merciful than a mother. When a child calls out, Ummi, 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 Ya Allah, the mother responds, Ya Allah, you are millions of times more loving than a mother. We call out unto you. We cling unto you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, 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 Ya Allah. Allahumma inni asaluka bi kulli ismin huwa lak, sammayta bihi nafsak, aw anzaltahu fi kitabik, aw allamtahu ahadan min khalqik. أن تجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا ونور أبصارنا وجلاء أحزاننا. يا الله, let the Quran Majeed become alive in our homes, Ya Allah. Let the Quran Majeed become alive in our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we can read our WhatsApp, Ya Allah. We can read, Ya Allah, so many other things, Ya Allah. We can look at our Facebook, Ya Allah. And we can look at everything else. But Ya Allah, we are not committed to reading the Quran Majeed. Ya Allah, from now we pledge that every day of our life we will read your noble Quran, which came down over 23 years on our beloved Tabi'i Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ وَدَلْ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Ya Allah, grant us that kitab, Ya Allah, that we make it tilawat ana al-layli wa ana al-nahar, atraf al-layli wa atraf al-nahar, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we understand the messages that come to us. If somebody sends us a letter and we don't understand it, we'll go and have it translated. Ya Allah, the message of the noble Quran, we haven't made an effort to understand that message. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq of understanding the message of the noble Quran.